Carrie, was it you that brought in the next door story about the duck or last week, or was that Angie?
I think it was Angie.
Or was it me?
You and I were reading it at the same time, but in different studios.
Yeah, so last week, there was a four-way neighbor, Northside neighborhood that if you don't have the Nextdoor app, you got to have it.
It's fascinating.
It is. It's just gossip from, I'm sorry, it's just information.
It's a lot of good stuff, too, though. It's not just, you know, gossip.
Gossip,
but it's
the good stuff.
Yeah, but people will get on there and say, hey, what's a good lawn service? Or has anybody seen this car driving through this neighborhood? Because it's looking a little sketchy.
Right. And so what happened was one guy posted one line on Nextdoor that said, hey, I'm a little worried. Somebody put a pet duck in the pond here, and I don't think it'll survive through the winter. That was it. That was the only post. And then from there, the story gets great. We have the a woman who rescued this poor duck, Vanessa. She's on the phone here. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
You're known as the duck lady around the radio station.
You know what? I before that, I was noticed as the dog lady in Fort Wayne. I have rescue dogs too.
Oh, good for you.
Okay, so for people who've never heard the story, let's go back to last week. We were talking about we were just having some fun with the Nextdoor app and all the crazy things that people post. And apparently, someone in your subdivision had a pet duck. And they decided they didn't want it anymore, so they took it out to the pond, right?
Yeah, I actually don't live there, though.
Oh, but they called you. They knew who to call.
Well, they posted on Nextdoor, and because it's like 10 minutes from where I live,
yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh, this is so sad about the duck. I'm going to go try to catch it.
Because they were afraid that it would not make it through the winter, and you wanted to rescue it. So okay, so here's this woman. Now the neighbors in the subdivision, you don't live there, you're there to rescue the duck, are looking out the window, and they're saying that there's a woman trying to steal a duck, right?
Well, the first lady said I was trying to steal a baby swan. And I'm literally, in her defense, I mean, I did look kind of homeless that day. But at first she thought I was littering. And I'm like, these are duck pellets. I'm trying to get the duck to come up to me. And she's like, you're going to steal a baby swan. I'm calling the cops.
Oh,
I'm like, well, then I'm going to have to slap you so they have a reason to come here. I'm not stealing a swan.
Okay, so then what happened, though?
Well, so then I'm really close to getting this duck, and this idiot's back here, like, screaming because I'm stealing a duck and a wild swan, whatever she thought. And I was unsuccessful, so I came back a few hours later, and I brought my kids with me. And my son has autism, so he likes to swim in any water he sees. So at this point, all these people come out of their houses, and they're watching me. I'm at one end of the pond, my kids at the other, and they look at me because I'm like, don't get in the water, there's baby sharks in there. That's the only thing that keeps my kid from swimming. So at this point, I'm sure I looked a little demented. I was unsuccessful, so we came back a third time.
You finally caught the duck, though.
We did. We actually used a rescue tactic that the fire department uses to get people out of ponds. We took pool noodles, and we strung them on a huge rope. And my husband stood on one end, I stood on the other, and we walked the rope through the water to coax her out of the water.
Mm. Now,
we were able to grab her that way.
And at this point, though, the third time you came back, were the residents of that subdivision, they're like, oh, there's the duck lady. Did they leave you alone, or did they still come out and watch?
Well, people were still watching.
Yeah.
But then I had a totally different HOA lady come out, and she was like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, I'm trying to catch the duck. She's like, why? And she was like, because it's injured, it needs help. She's like, it's been here for a few months. How dare you? And I'm like, okay. So I finally get the duck. And yeah, people were like clapping, and then other people were videotaping and calling the police. So I will never live in the neighborhood. I will tell you, nobody tells me what to do. I cannot stay in the HOA.
So what's going on right now with the duck?
So she has what's called bumblefoot. So since the guy ditched her in the pond where all the rocks were, she cut her foot on the rocks and got a staph infection. And that's known as bumblefoot, and it can be fatal if it's not treated.
So thank goodness you got the duck then, yeah.
Yes. She's been in my bathtub for a few days, been treating her bumblefoot. She's walking better. And then she's going to go outside when she's fully healed with the rest of my dogs.
Well, and note to people, animals are not disposable.
No, they're not. And Pekin ducks are very domesticated. I mean, you can buy them as babies from Tractor Supply.
This is such a cute, wholesome story. I mean, without all the aggression.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Hey, Vanessa, thanks for talking to us today. Keep us posted on the duck, and if anything changes, okay? We love to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll email you guys pictures.
Awesome.
All right, Vanessa, thank you.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.